Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. If you live in an entitlement state and you think that everything ought to be free because you live in the entitlement state and you're going to take advantage of the National Institutes of Health or the whatever we're going to call it here, the National Institutes of Death, you're ultimately going to strain it to where it can't provide the service. Now, what's going to happen when it can't provide the services? It's going to have to tell people no. I mean, folks, what is truth? It is conformity of the mind to reality. What's reality? That's reality. The reality is, if there isn't enough dough to pay, then just like in Canada, and just like in Italy, and just like in England, and just like everywhere else where they have this, people are going to be told no. How about no? there's no funding for that service. We are, admitter patient, please. We've already performed as many of those services as we can this year. Now, if you can survive until next year, we'll put you on a waiting list. And that's what happens in Canada. The sad, 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 tragic part about all this here in America is all of this has been predicted. There's not a thing that's happening today with this that was not foretold. Every single aspect of this. If you subsidize something, what's the old rule? You get more of it. I mean, none of this stuff is hard to figure out. That's the most maddening thing about it. Is that you would think that our ruling elite masters might have gotten the clue that imbecile radio guys like me and many of you in your various capacities or various vocations that you got. You knew what was going to happen. And look, if the premiums are still going up, and they are, what's the force on earth that's going to stop them? Are you people that work in the medical services industry, are you going to have a sit-down strike? Are you going to tell the hospital chains that have sold out to the insurance providers that they're the ones that are at least partly responsible for this and they need to do something about it? And if not, you're going to quit? Really, folks, the only alternative is withdrawing consent right now. Finding some plan out there that's not affiliated with actually with what we used to be called major medical insurance. You find one of these Christian-based, and there's a Catholic-based plan out there. Somebody sent me a link to it the other day. I think Midas Church and I might actually sign up on it. Find one of those plans and then hunker down. It's the best you can do. Find doctors that take cash. Find shaman out there. You might need to find a medicine man. You might need to find what did Hank Williams Jr. call him in a family tradition? I said, hey, Sawbones, come find an old Sawbones out there. Either that or do what our foreparents did. What's that, Mitter Church? Well, send one of your kids off to medical school. Pray they make it through it. And have a doctor that actually makes house calls in your neighborhood.